Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Our memory verse for July is John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And as you read that verse, it's a wonderful verse. In fact, it's a verse that I've known for a long time, but it's just an amazing verse. Can't get this clicker to go, Bryce. Would you help me? On Billy Graham's gravestone, he died back in 2018. His wife, Ruth, died the year before. But on his gravestone, he put preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't know who Billy Graham is, he was an evangelist worldwide, and even some people in Australia, some people give testimony, yeah, I trusted Christ as Savior because of this man. Well, Miss Graham, she put on the top of hers a couple of Chinese symbols. There's two symbols there, one on top and one on bottom. The top one is a lamb, the symbol for a lamb, I'm told. And the symbol underneath is me. So it's basically the symbol for righteousness or for righteous, the lamb over me. And she's claiming Christ's blood. Her mom and dad were missionaries to China for a long time. And that's where her heart was. But she acknowledged Christ's death for her. And then on Billy Graham's, you probably can't see it, but really, really small down there, of all the verses that he could have put on his gravestone, he put John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I want you to notice, first of all, the controversy regarding this verse. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, not a way. He uses the article there to be very specific. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's quite the claim. In fact, one writer said this, Christians are often criticized for claiming that Jesus is the only way to God. After all, there are billions of non-Christians in the world. Are we really so narrow-minded and bigoted that we think these people will be excluded from heaven just because they happen to be born in the wrong country or have been taught the wrong religion? Now, the reason I asked that this morning is because even sometimes Christians who know this Bible verse, they will shy away from it. They'll shy, well, but maybe there's another way. Three quotes for you this morning. First one's by a rabbi. I'm absolutely against any religion that says one faith is superior to another. I don't see how that is anything different than spiritual racism. Now, it's one thing to read it, but when that is being said to you, Gandhi said, my position is that all great religions are fundamentally equal. Is that your Is that your thoughts? As long as you sincerely believe whatever you believe, is that enough? Oprah Winfrey, one of the biggest mistakes humans make is to believe there's only one way. Actually, there are many ways or diverse paths leading to God. That's what she thinks. But you know what? I don't think that's what the Scripture teaches. And I realize we are labeled as narrow-minded, as bigots, as unjust, unkind, not nice. But it seems that the Scriptures teaches that. In fact, if you'll read, Jesus seems to say that in this verse. No man cometh unto the Father but by Him. He said earlier in the book of John, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. That's pretty direct. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation. And I'm happy for you to write these verses down and look at the context. But he says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And if you think about these early church people, you think about them, they were considered narrow-minded. They were considered bigot. They were considered wacky for saying that Jesus was the way. But you notice that Jesus gave the Great Commission, go ye into all the world. And He didn't say, He said, preach the gospel. He didn't say, just preach the gospel to the people that don't seem to have any religion. He said, preach the gospel to everyone. In fact, you read in Acts chapter 17, Paul had been watching in Ephesus, and he says, you know what? I've been watching you guys worship for a little while, and I think you're too superstitious. You're just too religious. You worship too many kinds of things. There's one true God. And so from the early church, it's been understood that God, through the Lord Jesus, can only be acknowledged or worshiped through Him. So the controversy, and you know what, that might stir some, I'm not sure about that in you. That might sure, but what about the sincere people in other religions? What do you do? The circumstances surrounding this verse. Jesus saith unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And you know what? I reckon this is a voice of confidence. It's a voice saying, okay, you're doing the right thing. You've not got it wrong. Here they are. They have troubled hearts. He's noticing, he's looking at them, and you know, lots of times you can tell when someone has a troubled heart. Either their face is drawn, or there's lots of things going on with their body, the way they're doing. Well, Jesus, in looking at His disciples, He could tell that they were agitated. He could tell that they were just not happy. Well, why? Well, He had just told them. Just in the verse before, in the chapter before, and really remember that we, years and years ago, put the chapter headings in, okay? So those are actually, they weren't there in the original Scriptures. Those are there for us to be able to find it. When I say turn to John 14, it's easy to find, or easier to find. But chapter 14 is just a continuation of the story, and back in chapter 13, Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples and he said, one of you are going to betray me. And they're all looking at one another. Is it me? Man, this has got them. They're upset. He was going to leave them. You can't come where I'm going to be right now. I'm leaving you. They had been with him for, some of them, for 3.5 years. He's leaving them? And then the Lord tells Peter said, I'll never leave you. I'll never deny knowing you. Jesus says to Peter, before this night's done, you're going to deny knowing me 3 times. Now, who would have thought it? One of the super apostles. Who would have thought it? So these guys, they are troubled. And the Lord Jesus, he says to them, you know what? I want you to know that I'm going to be the way for you. I am going to secure your salvation. In my Father's house, he says, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He doesn't lie. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He wanted to be with them. He wanted to know everything's going according to God's plan. Everything's going to be okay. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Well, he had told them time and time and time again that he was going to die. We're going to Jerusalem. I'm going to die 3 days later. They're going to put me to death. 3 days later, I'm going to rise again. They knew. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he's giving them comfort. He's letting them know, you know what? It seems like everything's falling apart. But really, everything's working just according to God's plan. And isn't it wonderful that when life is falling apart, that God speaks truth to us and says, you know what? Let not your hearts be troubled. Trust me. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust me. And I think we can apply it in our daily lives too, that when we have troubled hearts, that we can trust Him because of who He is. The content of this verse, we're going to get a little bit nitty-gritty, but please stay with me. The content of this verse, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. First part I want you to recognize is the fact that he says, I am. He uses this I am statement like John does, like 24 times he records it. Not all of them refer to Jesus, but the vast majority of them do. But the one, if he really wanted to just say, I am, that word, a me, is the word I am. A Greek word, often the verbs have the pronoun built in. You know what Jesus said? He said this. He said, ego, a me. Which is basically, I myself am He. And He's showing His deity. In fact, if you remember back in Exodus chapter 3, when Moses said, Lord, who am I supposed to say that is sending me? And he said, what? He says, tell them that I am hath sent you. They understood this. The Jewish, his listeners understood this. In John 24, verses 25 and 26, Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, and Jesus had gotten, he had shown her that he understood exactly who she was. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I am. That's that phrase. He's showing his deity. John 8:58, when they start comparing, when Jesus says, when they say, are you better than Abraham? And Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. They understood that he was saying that he was living way before Abraham. That he's always been, they are understanding. And what did they do? They picked up rocks to kill him. Seven times in the scriptures, Jesus compares himself to something. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the resurrection and the life. The way, the truth, and the life, and the true vine. Jesus, time and time again, says, I am showing his deity. I love this one. Jesus, therefore, in John 18, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that he should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? So here the soldiers are getting ready to take him into custody. And they're trying to figure out which one of the 12 men that are there is the one they're supposed to take in. Jesus says, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. Are words that we're looking at today. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him. Now when he said that, the I am he, notice what happens. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. There's an acknowledging, whether on purpose or not, that he was different, that he was God. Jesus says, I am, but he says, I am the way. Usually when we think of a way, we think of a road, and there's a way that leadeth unto death. There's a way which seems right unto man, and the ends thereof the way of death. There's my way, and sometimes my way might not be the right way. One songwriter sung, I did it my way. My way can be the wrong way. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20 clears what that means up. He says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. We were separated from God because of our sins. God is holy. We are not. We come short. Well, we didn't have a road, a path between us and God. The Lord Jesus became that way. Jesus proclaims that he is the way to God, the means by which people can come into a right relationship with the Father. He's not just one of many ways. He is the way. This indicates that following Jesus' teaching and accepting Him as Lord and Savior is the only path to salvation and eternal life. And then Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, I am the truth. Truth, one writer says, is that which is consistent with the mind, will, character, glory, and being of God. It doesn't contain falsehood. And there's some things that truth is not. Truth is not simply whatever works. Truth is not what makes people feel good. Truth is not what the majority says is true. Now, the truth may work or will work. The truth may make you feel good. The majority may hold on to truth, but just because it makes you feel good doesn't mean it's truth. Just because the majority holds to it doesn't mean it's true. Truth is not believing all truth claims are equally valid. Well, this person sincerely believes in their God. What's wrong with that? If I believe a big pink bunny, believing in him will get me to heaven, and I sincerely believe it, is that not just good enough? Truth is not simply what is believed. That's gullibility. A lie believed is still a lie. The Hebrew word for truth means firmness, constancy, and durability. True truth is timeless and can be relied upon. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God the Father is a God of truth. Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Bible is the Word of truth. And then Jesus says, I am not only the way, I am the truth, and He says that He is the life. Jesus tells us that He is the source of eternal life. Believing in Him and following His path leads to life with God. Through Christ, we can experience spiritual rebirth and the promise of life after death. Remember Baloo saying, this is really living in Jungle Book? You don't know what really living is until you trust Christ as Savior. What is the conclusion of this verse? What is the conclusion of this verse? Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Maybe just one can sneak in that doesn't go through Jesus. Maybe just one. Maybe I'm the one exception. No. But what about the person who really sincerely believes? And they've read their scriptures through 400 times. They don't have a relationship with the Lord. Surely, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. This statement emphasizes the exclusive role of Jesus in the salvation of humanity. It underscores the belief that faith in Jesus as the Son of God and the Savior is the only way to eternal life and a relationship with God. Know Jesus, you know God. There's a relationship there. Lots of times, or actually, Kerry Smith wrote a book called Done. Some of you have it. He said there's two kinds of religion in the world. One is those that do,
You have to work your way to heaven. You have to work your way to heaven. You have to work your way to heaven. The other one is done through the Lord Jesus Christ. So our memory verse for July. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's a little bit of a strong statement. In fact, it's a statement that may make others think you're arrogant if you say, I know that I know that I know that I have a relationship with God. Some will call you a spiritual racist. But really, all you're doing is just claiming what the Scripture teaches. Let me ask you something this morning. Do you know Him as your Savior? Or are you depending on some kind of work to get you to heaven? You're not going to get to heaven by your works. I won't either. It takes a relationship with the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this wonderful verse. This verse is controversial to many, even sometimes among those that know You as Savior. And I pray, Father, that You would let us let Your Word say what it says. I pray that we would understand that You and You alone are the way to God. I pray that You would help us, Lord, in our witnessing to our friends, our family, the people we work with, the people we go to school with, to understand that sincerity and religion is just not enough. They have to know Christ. Father, help us to believe Your Word. And Lord, as we wrestle with its truths, help us to obey. Thank You for the wonders of this verse, for the comfort it gets, that Jesus really is the way. We're not crazy in following the Savior. So help us, Father, as we go forward, that we would know You better, that we would be lights in a world that's religious, but that needs Christ. Father, though it's not a denomination, it's a relationship. So Father, help us to know You as Savior. I pray that You would help us to witness to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.